比亚迪和它的刀片电池到底怎么样。网友留言啊，又问了这个老生常谈的话题。那说实话，这事儿之前的节目呢说过很多次了啊。那我呢是很认可比亚迪的技术和产品的，但老聊这事儿啊，肯定又得被喷啊，说我是一比亚迪吹。所以呢，这次咱们换个方式，看看海外媒体是怎么评价的。咱也别孤芳自赏，来听听不同的异域声音，对吧？那正好就在前不久呢，德国知名媒体 DW 德国之声啊，对比亚迪的 ATO 三进行了一个试驾，也就是咱们国内的元 Plus。那咱先听听人家是怎么说的。
The general driving impression in the BYD ATO 3 is pretty smooth. You feel some bumps, but it's nothing that you would consider a disturbing fact. So it's quite a nice ride. And it is rather silent in here. We were driving on the Autobahn earlier. We were like going 130, 140 kilometers an hour. And the wind noises were not that prominent in the interior. So I really like that fact.The BYD ATO 3 is a really nice car. I enjoyed driving it. I had a lot of fun in the interior, and the safety aspect of the battery technology is really interesting. The battery of BYD will neither explode nor will it smoke, and that shows how good of a technology that actually is.
All in all, the ATO 3 is a nicely designed car that offers a lot of driving pleasure and some well thought out ideas.Such as the rotating touch display, the built-in guitar in the door, and of course, the safe battery packs. On the downside, the door handle is counterintuitive, the climate control is touch-based, and the lane assist is a little too enthusiastic.
很显然，人家主持人对 ATO 3呢是给予了很高的评价啊。那当然了，人家也聊了很多关于刀片电池的内容。那我给大家翻译和总结一下啊。首先，比亚迪刀片电池的最大优势啊，也是大家最认可的地方，就是安全。这没什么可掖着藏着的，那都知道三元锂能量密度大，但那玩意儿就是个活爹呀，对吧？冷了不行，热了更不行。底盘刮了蹭了的，还得天天提心吊胆着它。那真说没伺候好啊，那玩意儿就可能着火爆炸。那天天屁股底下坐着这么个活祖宗，谁不害怕呀？而刀片电池呢，即便是面对针刺实验也丝毫不惧。那这种实验呢，模拟了非常极端的外部物理破坏的情况，是非常有说服力的实验。那实验中呢，刀片电池甭管是杵漏了还是掰弯了，那都表现出了非常牛的稳定性，那根本不高温，自然也就不会有后面的着火和爆炸。那其次呢，相比三元锂电池，刀片电池的体积利用率高，寿命呢也更长，成本也会更低。那最重要的是啊，不依赖像钴这种昂贵的稀有金属，所以整体的价格成本呢会更稳定，也不至于让人掐了稀有矿石的脖子。那这期节目呢还引起了很多海外网友的关注，那大家纷纷在评论区留言，有人非常满意自己的 ATO 3，
有人感叹比亚迪物超所值，
那更有人呢希望比亚迪能早日来到他们的国家。那可以说啊，不管是海外的媒体还是网友，现在对于比亚迪的认可度呢都是越来越高了。而比亚迪每个月过万台的汽车出口量呢，就是最好的佐证。那说一千道一万，消费者真金白银买车才是对品牌最大的认可。好了，那您对今天比亚迪的节目有没有什么想说的？欢迎评论区留言，咱们继续讨论。